Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are on. It's usually Alice says that, but he's still in Kiwi land or in Australia at the moment, I think. So, but I'm Adil and you are?
I'm Kunal.
Hello, Kunal.
Hello, Adil.
And I just realized we stopped saying what number of episodes it is and Al has been gone.
Yeah, it's and a total, you know, so anarchy right now.
We just make something up. Make it up.
I think it's episode 347.
Not even close.
No.
It's like 165 or something.
Okay, so you knew it.
No, something I said. I don't know. Okay. It just popped in my head.
Yeah, that's nice. 56. That's a nice one, Adil.
Yeah, but it's Thursday. We have a guest today as well, as we promised to have these couple of weeks. And it's Samuel. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you? Tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you? Why are you here?
I'm not supposed to say that, but
good, it's perfect. Uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Uncomfortable. No. Science is
why are you putting our okay, so Adil, if we want to keep having guests, we need to treat them correctly, okay? So let's give Samuel a hand here. Okay, Samuel is a youth player of Hammarby. He's played with Hammarby since, you know, he was really small. And
12 years old.
And today you're 19, right?
18.
Okay. So would you mind telling us a little bit more about your when did your footballing start? Where did you start and so on?
To be honest, I never really played in a team until I was 12. I was gonna be 13.
Yeah.
And I just played on the schoolyard and with my friends on some fields nearby.
Yeah.
And then from out of nowhere, my buddy just called me and said, hey, do you want to play for my team? And then he called and I played.
And was that Hammarby? No.
Yes, Hammarby.
Oh, it was straight Hammarby. Okay. Yeah.
Nothing before, just Hammarby.
Yeah, right.
And then I came to Hammarby P98-3. The worst team of the three. It was team 3, 2, and 1. And yes. I came to 3 because, I don't know.
You knew.
I've always had the, like, street technique because I always played on streets. Also.
Yeah?
With your friends. Yard, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just thought it was really fun. So I came to the team and he wanted me in. And I was the best there. But for some reason, the team 2, not the team 1, team 2, the second to the best, one didn't want me. I don't know why, really. So I just kept playing and then...
You were kind of odd as a kid, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've known Samuel for years, though, because my brother... His mother used to cut my brother's hair originally, then we become friends, and now she actually cut my beautiful hair as well. She's a good friend of ours.
Okay.
Camilla. And best. Then... So I knew him since he was like an oddball kid, like when he was that age, 12 or something.
Yeah.
And he was... You were quite kind of odd. I never thought so because I was odd myself. So I thought, no, he's just...
I was coming to that. Adil, are you in a position to call people odd?
No, I thought he was... Yeah. I was like, he's just a bit different. That's great. And his mother is quite cool. She's like, yeah, I think it's cool. She's very oddball herself.
Yeah.
So for me, I can understand that you didn't say more than 3 words a day back then. So, and now you look at him, he looks like, you know, something out of a Viking movie coming straight out to you. Like, for a year ago, he didn't look like... And then he came back like a year later. I was like, what the hell happened to you? Anabolic steroids? What the hell's going on? So we talked about that. So of course, you go through those two times, but slowly you've been through the whole Academy of Hammarby.
Nah, not really academy.
No, but how did that work? I mean, you played for Hammarby at some youth kind of.
Yeah, you know, I can tell the whole story.
Yeah, sure. Go on.
It started when I was 13, or 12.
Yeah.
And then I played with the worst team for 2 years, 3 years maybe, I don't really know. And then the team got shut down because we were too bad.
Yeah.
And then I was going to change team to a whole different club.
Yeah.
But how is that? If you have, if you have many teams in the youth, so they have like three under 12 teams and they play in different leagues or same league? Or how
yeah, different leagues. Like Sanktan, as it is in Sweden, or as it was before that age, it was Sanktan Division 4, 3, 2, 1, and then Elite.
Yeah.
All right, and we was the worst team, so we played in Division 4.
So teams and have many teams in divisions instead of just one.
Yeah, or some clubs do.
Yeah, because they have so many.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Depends what club.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's I didn't know that.
And then
it's logical, though.
Yeah. And then I was going to change club because the team got shut down. But then Hammarby didn't want to let me go, so they let me down with the 1 year underage of mine.
All right, okay.
The one who was born 1999.
Yeah, right.
I'm born 1998.
Okay, yeah. Right.
So I was going to play with 1 year under me. And then Gothia Cup came up, and it was me and the three other born 1998 from that exact same team.
Yeah.
Which is, for listeners outside of Sweden, it's a big cup in Sweden for youth.
It's youth teams.
It's the biggest in the world, actually.
It's the biggest youth cup in the world.
Yeah, exactly. It's the biggest in the world, but everybody doesn't know about that.
Yeah. And then...
And you played the Gothia Cup?
Yeah, exactly. It was me and three more other people born 1998. And the one with the two highest presence at the training got to come to Gothia.
All right.
And I was the one one of the two with the lowest.
Okay, all right.
So I got to play another cup with the one born 98.
All right.
Okay.
And there I played so good that the 98 team actually wanted me. And there's the 1998 team 2 that was the second to the best. Yep. So now I got up there.
All right.
And then I did so good in that season that I actually got, now we're up in academies, that I got a trial for under 16, and that's the academy.
Yeah. All right, okay.
And then I came in there, and we had a whole team, and then we all did an excellent season. We came second, I believe, in the Elite Series.
Yeah.
And, we played very good, and everybody thought they were going to come to the under 17 team. But the trainer there, I don't know, he's the one.
Is that a big problem you see? Because is this this is how everybody goes through the youth system again. You take it at a young age and you go to the next level, under 16, then under 17, under 18. How many would you say drop it? Because if you say you're a coach at under 16 and you don't promote under 17, how many of those players as you played with will just drop and stop playing football? Do they change clubs?
Do you mean if they
don't make it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you get dropped from the club completely, though? Or are you in some kind of a strange training kind of, but not playing in a team?
No, it's because I can... as myself, I played for the under 16, and then when everybody thought they were going to go up to the under 17s when the season ended, the trainer, I don't like him, he favorite people, and he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he don't like people who have their own style. So he let one person get up from our team to under 17.
Okay.
And he took up other people from other clubs, and he didn't even let us, practice with them.
Okay.
You know, didn't even get a tryout with them, except one, and he came in.
Okay.
And so what happens with the rest of the players then?
He was a defender as well, so all the offensive players.
But what happens to these players?
Do
they disappear? I mean, out of a club or
either? As myself, I went down to J17. That's an under 17s team 2. As I said before, it's like the worst.
Yeah, one it's the reserve of the under 17.
And some went there. Me, myself, and like 2-3 other people. I don't remember, actually.
Okay.
And then all the other day, they changed clubs and all that kind of stuff. And myself played so good after I went to the J17 that I went up to J19. That's 2 years elder. Okay. The better one of them two. And that's like U19.
Yeah.
Reserves.
Yeah.
But we were so good. We were really good. We could have fit in the junior Allsvenskan.
Yeah.
As we could have fought with these academy teams easily. We were very good.
Okay, good for you. All right. this is a new generation of Swedish football. It's
but
the Gudetti Zlatan.
But I love it. I love it.
You love that, of course.
You're like, oh, okay. Well, come on.
If you were that fucking good, you would be in the national team right now.
I didn't say I was that good. I said the team was that
good. Okay, just to clear it out. So what position do you play in?
Midfield. I was a winger and a striker.
Okay.
And a striker originally, but then when I came to G17, as I said, one training we were missing a midfielder, and because I am so obsessed with football, I know how a midfielder should work as well, so I played that training. And ever since that moment, I became a defensive midfielder.
Okay, cool. And where does that leave you right now? Where are you right now in your career? Are you still with G19, or are you...
No. So
because you have, if I don't, it's correct, you had a decision now to either try to continue playing for like a youth team where you don't think you'll get the first team anyways. You decided now to go to another division or another team.
Yeah, exactly.
To play first team football.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you done? Is that deal done now, or are you going?
Yeah, I think so. My former trainer called me and said the transfer is almost done, that they want me and stuff like that.
And you're going to, what team is that?
Hanviken.
And they're playing?
Division 2, 3?
Yeah.
Something of those two. I don't know.
But then you made a decision that you would rather try to play real football.
Yeah, exactly. Senior.
Yeah, exactly. Because that must be the dream now.
It's a much bigger step. You know, if you're still in youth football and with juniors... Except for seniors, you know, juniors, if we say I get a ball from a defender and I'm with my back turned, you know, in senior football, boom.
Yeah.
It's,
you get smacked straight away.
Exactly.
But not in junior, why is that? The tempo is lower? Or?
Yeah, the tempo. Also, sure, it's
Well, the rules are tougher as well, that you can't really touch
anybody. Yeah, exactly. Sure, it's good quality on the ball and all that kind of stuff, but... You know,
but it's still kids. It's not physical-wise.
Exactly. If I would stay in that division right now, when I'm the oldest one of them, because born 97 are gone now.
Yeah.
So 98 are the oldest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how I look, I wouldn't even get a match physically-wise. I would just...
Yeah, exactly. Because even 2 years back, you were much smaller than this.
Yeah, exactly.
So that must be a huge difference for that reason as well. So now physically you're ready to play senior football.
Exactly.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a lot of fun. It's great tempo, and they have two new coaches as well. Hanviken, they organized the whole club differently now for this season. They're like prepared with new coaches, new everything. Basically,
and how do you get in contact with a team like that? Do they just contact anyway? Do you contact them when you're a youth player, or how does that? Like some old trainer you had who goes
exactly.
now? He plays there. Because that seems to be a very common. If I'm a trainer for a team. And I changed teams, and then I was go, you know what, I had a couple of youth players over there who was good, maybe I'll bring them over. Is that common? You, like, the guy now in Hanviken, is he an old trainer of yours?
No. It's like my old trainer is there now as a, director of the club or something like that. I don't really know what a role he has.
So it's all about connection, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And... apparently, Hanviken told my former trainer that I had now in G19 that they were interested in me and three others from my club, from my former club, and they wanted me there, and I came there to train, and he thought, the second he saw me, he thought, I'm really interested in him, and now, 2 weeks later, he say he wants me, so...
Oh, that's perfect.
If I would live in the three, I would raid every Allsvenskan team of that. Like, every time a youth player is kind of not getting, just take him.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take him.
Okay, that's really exciting.
So,
really exciting.
All right. So, and the season will begin now, in April?
What? Yeah, April.
So hopefully you'll get this done earlier so you can train.
Get the preseason and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Now we have a break until middle of January. So I'm free for a month now.
What do you do then? Train?
Yeah, train.
Yeah, that's really always good. You need to keep...
Because you don't drink or anything either.
No. Never even tasted alcohol. No.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're a good Indian boy.
That's a good role model.
You're a good Indian boy.
Yeah, real good Indian
boy.
We're
so proud of you, our son. This is so good.
You don't drink. You don't drink meat.
You don't fuck either.
You don't fuck.
Don't fuck. If you're going to fuck with your own hand. Don't fuck with a lady. Okay. Lady boy, maybe, no pregnancy. Okay. But otherwise, it's okay.
Should we just recap what happened yesterday in the Premier League? Not really so much exciting, I would say.
Well, Tuesday, Arsenal losing was great.
Yeah, that was great, was it? Yeah, for you, it was great. But really, I'm just feeling that maybe...
The league is over?
No, it's not over, but they're, Chelsea's surely making, you know, that kind of...
They look unstoppable at the moment.
They do. They do.
I mean, not only that they're playing well, because no other team has found their rhythm.
Yeah.
I mean, United will not win this year.
And now they're 5 points ahead, all of a sudden. They're 5 points ahead.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, and so let's see. I think, you know...
At the moment, no, they look unstoppable. They have no European...
And, you know, December is often, you know...
They have no Europe.
No, they don't.
That's a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, so let's see if anybody would stop them. I'm not sure. Also, the United game yesterday, we need to mention Zlatan's finish. It was
great, actually. Awesome. Did you see his finish?
Yeah.
It was no angle at all, and the ball was a little bit too hard as well.
Because I thought it began like...
And it was with the left foot, and he was fully stretched.
I thought
it was...
the initial thing was like, the goalkeeper must take that, because I thought the angle, left outside, he must have made a mistake.
Yeah. But
then I saw a replay, I was like, no, it was just the height of the ball.
That was the only way he could score from that angle. That was the only way. So it was amazing. And, you know, I think this is still... I'm not convinced by United, you know, how they're playing, but still it's you know, they're getting the results, and maybe somewhere down the line they'll find something that you could call a tactic. I'm not sure what kind of game plan they're using right now. I still think Mourinho is...
It's the old kind of Mourinho, but I've seen, as I said with Herrera, I've seen them just put a little more pressure on the ball holder of the opposition team. That's basically it. Otherwise, it looks a bit like Van Gaal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Liverpool back to winning ways.
Oh, they crushed the shit out of Middlesbrough. Yeah. I mean, that could have been 4 or 5. They look really as their best again. I think Liverpool's problem is continuity.
It's not a striker.
And defence.
It's not a striker.
No, I still think it's the defensive most. They score all the time. I mean, they score the most. They score most away from home. They score a lot. And now they have injuries all over the field. And now Origi had 5 in 5 games again.
Yeah.
Lallana scored his 5th goal as
well.
But
do you still consider them as a title kind of competitor?
I think at the moment Chelsea looks the best. But yeah, of course. I would say that it's too early in the season. As it looks right now on how the team, when they find their peak form, how they play, it's only 3 teams who've really done that. It's Chelsea, it's Arsenal and Liverpool. Tottenham's game against City, they looked like, okay, now we kick the season, we might be to. But that's only one game. I think continuity is a big problem for all teams except for Chelsea.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've said, even in the summer, I basically said, United or Liverpool is going to win the league. I was sure of it.
And
I'm still...
Sure?
Sure, that now United's out of the picture.
Yeah.
But Liverpool, I really feel, even though they have dipped in form the last 3 games, I really feel that when Coutinho comes back, besides...
They look lethal with Coutinho.
When does it come back? In end of this month?
Yeah, it's supposed to come back end of this month.
They said it's 6-5 weeks
I'm guessing end of this month it's a thought.
But Samuel, do you think they could beat Chelsea to the title race?
Yes.
You really think so?
A lot of things can happen. If Costa get injured, for instance,
I think they, with the injury, they are very lucky. Of course, it's not lucky if your main player gets injured, but...
Yeah.
They are very lucky that he got injured in this stage when they have the easiest games of the season. Because in, 1-2 months, they will face every big team again.
Yeah.
Inside the top 7.
Well, they didn't lose it last week at Bournemouth, of course. But that was a free... I'm still saying that they're a bit defensively. Like, Mate was injured now. They played an easy Middlesbrough. So they had Lovren Klavan in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that at all. I mean... So I think defensively still there's a bit of those. But I'm just saying when they do... I think Klopp is one of those managers who can get a team playing even if you don't have the best team. He can get them playing. And,
of course.
And Conte definitely one of those. He's shown that and now he's shown... I didn't expect him to do it that quickly.
Yeah.
I thought it would take him one season. Conte had great record wherever he's been. Transferred Juventus, great Italian side.
Yeah.
So he knew that he had football in him and the pressing system he had would suit England. but I still expect it to happen over three months. See, I thought it was going to go 1 year.
The only thing I see is, okay, so I don't want to rub this in your face again, but I'm going to stick with Chelsea the whole season through, and I think see them even extending their lead during this month. I don't see the other teams having...
You're arguing with yourself.
Nobody has
said anything.
No, but even though... Okay. So listen, I think even though the season is long and hopefully someone will contend with them, I don't see... I only see one team
that is very early. So much can happen.
But that's just a prediction.
Yeah,
right?
But as we all said, everybody sees them. I mean, look at the last 6-7 games. It's impossible to say that they're not clear for 10 in a row. They won now. Yeah. They hardly conceded you this time. I mean, everything is there to show that, oh, they'll go... But every time you say that, oh, they're going to win easily, it never happens in the Premier League.
Yeah,
every time when some team is 6-7, we say this every year. I remember the year City won. They were leading by, like... Chelsea won Mourinho. They were leading with 8 points. And the league is over by far.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And then...
Yeah, that's true.
And then
so let's see.
So it's, but I'm just saying, they get 3-4 injuries.
Yeah.
And we're talking a completely different game.
And is Bilic finally out of danger right now?
For now.
I think so.
They got hell.
They were really impressive yesterday.
They look really impressive. Is a bit.
They had like, it was 17-4 shots.
Burnley have 1 point and 1 goal away from home.
Still,
these are the
games they, you know, lost points in 2 months ago.
Yeah, but it's still, I think it's early there as well.
Yeah.
But he won't, as long as he keeps them away from relegation, he won't get sacked.
Yeah.
So it's simple. He's got an easy job to keep. They're going to have a bunch of patience with him.
Yeah.
He's not going to get sacked because they're in 17th position.
Yeah.
He's going to stay there forever. United won against Palace, we said that. City won against Watford, a bit difficult. Watford gave them a chance.
Yeah.
Ighalo should have scored, didn't. City got away a little bit.
Yeah.
Still a lot of trouble there. It's going to take them the entire season.
Yeah.
Gündoğan injured again.
He's probably gone
for a couple of months.
Yeah, probably the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So that's very bad news for them.
Really
too. And then,
he's amazing to watch.
He's a very good player. I agree with you. He's a good player, but he's injured all the time. They bought him from an injury, now got injured again. So you were thinking, this is like his third big injury in his career, and he's not even 26.
It's
one of those players.
Yeah.
That
I agree. He's one of the most enjoyable midfielders there to watch.
Really
watch.
He's
really
very
plays.
Complete as well.
He cuts through with his passes.
Yeah.
I love it.
But he's a very
it.
Complete player.
Yeah.
He can play. He can do both work on the field. He's a good team player.
Yeah, exactly.
He's good on the ball.
Yeah.
Good vision. He can finish as well.
Yes, that's the thing. Because he has some kind of pace when he drives with the ball and still manages to keep his technique. And that, as a central midfielder, is a danger.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's so few players who can do that. Modric is great at that. And for me, Dembele is amazing at that. He's in Premier League, he's probably the best at that. You can't take the ball when he runs in the middle. If he had a great shot on the end of that, or great vision passing, he would be, you know, playing for Real Madrid or Barcelona.
Yeah, Yaya Toure had that.
Yeah, he was great at that as well.
Yeah, best in the world at that, maybe.
But there's some players who are good at that, but then they're so bad at everything else. Like, I remember there was a player at Spurs, and you thought, he was like, nobody can take the ball in midfield. And there was Didier Sokora.
Yeah,
but
he
could do
nothing. He's playing in India right now.
Yeah. He played for Sevilla first.
Exactly. Now he's in India.
He was... we used to call him... me and Fred Errol of the Tottenham Sport as well. We used to call him a headless chicken.
Yeah.
Because he had great physique.
Yeah.
He could run. He was fast. He was strong.
Yeah.
But he was an absolute idiot. He didn't know... And he had no technique when he came to passing a shot. He never scored a goal for Tottenham.
Yeah.
He came one-on-one against keeper many times.
Yeah.
And he used to run... Cut through midfield. You'd think, wow.
But he was a ball winner, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But he had that. He could run in the run through ball middle, you know, if it was a game. And Adama Traoré is very funny with that as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes when he plays for midfield, you think he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
But nothing really
happens.
There's no goal and there's no assist and ended.
But he plays for a shitty team as well.
Yeah, but like at Liverpool yesterday, they had like 3 players all in the entire game.
Yeah,
it was so funny. Didn't work.
Spurs winning again?
Yeah, it was an easy game.
Easy one, right?
Yeah,
comfortable?
I think that was very comfortable. Hull is...
they're too bad.
We said that before the season and middle that it's over. Even though they went in the beginning, you had 4 points, 7 points after 4 games.
Yeah.
And we still said, nah, it doesn't matter.
Basically, Burnley and Hull surely will go out, and then I would say it's a race between the 4 or 5 clubs, you know, involving like Swansea, Sunderland,
I think,
Middlesbrough.
In the Premier League, there's so many at the end of the season. If you talked about Burnley, they're on 13th.
Yeah, I know.
So I think Hull is going down if we're going to talk about this. And then I'm not sure that... I think Sunderland will... They started now. And they look like they can make it out of it. Swansea, the way it's going, is going.
Yeah.
The way it's going for Swansea.
But West Brom is really strong, though. We shouldn't...
West Brom
looked...
They're not going to... They're 7.
No, they looked very strong. So we shouldn't judge Swansea... Just because of that, because they had an upward trend.
But I don't. Think they have an upward trend. They played the game they won 5-4 against Palace was just it was terrible defending. Then they got thrashed by Tottenham 5-0. That was one of the worst performance I've seen any team in Premier League since Derby.
Yeah,
that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and 15 years ago.
Yeah,
and I haven't. It was so bad.
Yeah,
I have not seen any plan with Bradley. I don't see any kind of play they have. They don't. He chop and change the formation constantly. The only thing he does is that he's insisting on playing Sigurdsson as a lonely number 10, which is amazing.
Yeah,
and then he puts Barry in. It's just all over the place. He has no plan. And he's got full backing because he got American owners, so they are going to go down if he continues to sit there on that. But he doesn't know what
and
the
Wales
fuck he's doing.
And Wales will leave the Premier.
He doesn't know
again.
What the fuck he's doing, and it's incredible that team that was built so great over 10-15 years just plummeted in one season, and they've made mistake after mistake. First of all, firing Gary Monk last season, I think that was stupid, and
that
now he's
really
doing
stupid.
Well. In Leeds, that was way too quickly. They were having a bad spell for the first time in 2 years, and they sack him. What an idiot! So I think Swansea will go down, and then it's something between Middlesbrough and Crystal Palace, because Palace have this year. I mean, the amount of points they picked up is the lowest in all divisions almost. So I think they're not doing well, and Alain Pardew is really in the shit. With that,
a lot of teams struggling right now, like. Let's see what happens. Surely going to be exciting all the way, I guess.
But Leicester lost again, so they're in the fight in the relegation as well, because they're playing ridiculous. But that was that. But we don't have to cover too much on this week that's gone. But you support Real Madrid.
Yes.
And Samuel, and we had a discussion here before how we start supporting. We've had discussion many a times. It's a big discussion. That's me. I'm extremely sorry that this has happened a second time. And the funny thing is, there's adverts. But
Could just put it on.
I was trying to do that.
Yeah,
but
that's a new thing.
Is that a new thing?
You can put it on silent.
So Kunal is always saying that I'm like an old uncle when it comes to
because
technology.
He's stupid. And
that's rude.
Okay, sorry.
You can say. Why do you say sorry?
No, because it's not.
I would never say sorry if you said that.
I said that you're stupid, and then I felt that was too close. So that's why I'm sorry. It's like.
But why is that means that you're a pussy? If that was too close, then that means that you.
It's too close to the reality.
Yeah, but that means that you're a softie because you went like.
I'm a softie. Yeah, I'm a softie. So
your girlfriend knows Anders Bot, right? Okay, all right. You support Real Madrid. You had a story how you started supporting them because we said that you were talking about. Supporters supporting big teams, no reason. I said, but you guys must have done that. And Kunal got really upset because he's a Milan supporter. He started supporting them because the color red reminded him of blood. So it's nothing to do with Berlusconi. And you support Real Madrid, why?
Because it's actually a funny story, but when I was 2006 World Cup, how old was I? 8. I was. Or I was 7, was going to.
Yeah.
And Zinedine Zidane.
Oh, best, my favorite player.
Yeah, best of all time in my eyes. I loved him, and
outside Tottenham. Before. I have to add that. Yeah,
because of him, I actually started watching football.
Yeah,
I didn't even know much about. I didn't know what to do on a field. I didn't know the things that worked out. But I just something when I watched him on the television just got me attached.
Yeah.
He plays football just so beautiful.
Was it when he headbutted Materazzi?
Yeah,
was that
exactly,
the moment
the
when you this is football. No.
Because when I the funny thing when you say that, that's when you remember Zidane.
Exactly.
But you're so young because the first thing that pops into my head when I think Zidane is 98 for France, the World Cup,
course.
Two-headed.
Yeah.
Because it was just I remember Materazzi, of course. But that's the first thing I remember with him straight away.
Yeah.
And then maybe the Champions League goal against Leverkusen.
Yeah.
Or the chip. against Italy.
Yeah, but that's so late. That's what I'm saying. I've already, by then, I've already, like, you know, remembered so much. So the chip against Italy, it was just so much later, yeah. for some reason. But I agree. I remember, and Materazzi, of course, is the last thing you remember. I always try to not remember that. Because for me, if he didn't have done that and France would have won,
yeah,
then
I really think
that he would have been considered as the best footballer ever, because then he would have had two World Cups.
And now it's Fabio Grosso, the one who scored. He's the best footballer of all time.
No, but Maradona Pelé gets treated, I think, a lot because of that.
Yeah.
Maradona is absolutely amazing football, probably the best in the world for many of us. My favorite football when I grew up, you know, when I was young, really kid, Maradona was the coolest, of course. And like Lineker, Tottenham. And then Zidane, when I grew up, kind of the first non-Tottenham player that I really, really liked.
Okay, so you were telling us, so Zidane was the main reason you liked the way he was playing. It was something different. I really got attached.
Yeah. It was just amazing to see him play. It was something. I didn't even know about football much, but it was something that made me want to watch him. And then I found out that he was playing for Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Shame he retired that year, 2006, against Villarreal. But so I didn't even get to watch him that much, but I watched highlights. You know, I don't go on YouTube and just search Zidane's skills and watch a few stepovers. You know, I analyzed like his performance against Brazil in the 2006 as well.
Yeah.
You know, I analyzed his movement, everything.
Yeah.
I just learned from him. And I didn't even have the same position as him. Now I kind of do, but I didn't. It was just something that...
So when you played with your friends on the street, as you mentioned earlier, would you try to copy him in his movements? Because he's very gracious. He's one of those players that almost moves like, you know...
A spider.
It looks so effortless. You know,
it's impossible to take the ball from him. I remember one... What should I call it? Section or... I remember exactly that. It came a through ball through the air, and when a defender tries to cut him off, in that exact moment when the defender is gonna take the ball from him, he just puts his wrist up and does a flick over him and scores.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a 50-meter pass and he just takes it down. It's nothing.
Yeah, but that makes sense. So obviously you started to support Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a funny story because actually in the first grade when I was 6, was gonna be 7, I think, I actually had a Barcelona shirt in my class photo.
You see? He's gonna follow you for
this
entire
is so
life.
When you sign for Real Madrid,
that's going to come up. Harry Kane wore an Arsenal shirt once because his friend
Balotelli
gave it
had a Milan shirt when he played for Inter as well. You know that.
Yeah, but he's a Milan fan.
He's a Milan supporter.
He's always said that.
I love that.
It's pretty crazy. But it's
but in my defense, it was Ronaldinho on the back.
Okay, yeah, so. then it's more acceptable.
Still a Barcelona shirt. You could have Brazil with Ronaldinho.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I didn't know what football is. Was just My
I'm just saying, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. You were, if does any of your friend have that picture?
Yes, my classmates. And my former classmates. They will
make money out of you.
I'm just telling you, if it was me, yeah. Every time you said something on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat,
you would blackmail him, right?
I would never say anything to you. Post a picture, no comment. Just a picture. Just every day on his wall, the rest of his life.
So what you've learned today is basically that never tell Adil anything that's worth anything to you.
Well, you had a Barcelona show on, so you supported Barcelona for years, and then, you saw Zidane, and then you started supporting Zidane. Just like you and with Milan. You saw Berlusconi and he fell in love with you switched from Inter.
There's actually another player that's made me interested in football as well, who not many people know about. Of course, they know about him, but underrated. Juan Roman Riquelme.
Yeah, everybody knows about
him. Yeah, I know, but if you actually ask
people your age, maybe don't know about that shit. But we grew up with him.
Yes, of course. But if you actually ask people in their mid-20s, maybe, and if they know, not so...
Yeah, but that's with football.
If you ask someone,
this is a football geek pod, man.
I'm just saying, if you ask a neutral fan, Riquelme, who was that? They say,
he had a pretty special career because he had a psyche that wasn't, meant for football, but when it comes
meant for European football.
Yeah. But when it comes to skills just vision.
Absolutely.
He was you mentioning this, I would say I loved Zidane, everyone.
But you talked about him the other day.
We talked about not getting the ball off a person.
We talked about this in the pod last time, and I mentioned Riquelme. He's one of my all time favorites.
Yeah, he's
I can still
we talked
just
about we talked about Zidane. Hard taking the ball from Zidane.
Yeah.
Riquelme, absolutely impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only by his technique, but the way he shields the ball.
Oh, my God.
His ball retention.
I just said, he's got a
blocks really, off everything.
He's got a different career. I think the only reason a lot of people don't exactly know about him here is because I think we talked a lot about this before, that most of world football, as we know it especially, is so extremely Eurocentric.
Yeah.
It's extremely Eurocentric. It's we had a discussion before that, how can we move the World Cup to Qatar why would we play in the winter? The problem is not that we play in winter. The problem is that Qatar might have won it in the wrong way and they do a lot of bad things in Qatar. Yeah. But to be honest, who says that the World Cup needs to be played in the summer? That's absolute nonsense. I mean,
But listen,
is that the World Cup? Yeah. It's supposed to be a championship for all the nations, right?
Yeah.
At the moment, in the last 60 years since FIFA and everything, UEFA started, Europe has been the center of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. European teams.
It's been in the US, it's been in Brazil.
No, it's been in Uruguay. I mean, all the power of football is in Europe,
I agree.
Mostly. And it's changed a little bit. So from that point of view, of course, you build a World Cup that is adapted to all the European leagues. Rest of the world leagues doesn't work that way. And it's, you can't, so that means that if summer has to be the place, you can't play in any hot country ever World Cup because it's too hot. So that's us very Eurocentric. So from that point, I think, and to go to Riquelme, problem is the only reason he's not famous here is that he played not that much in Europe.
He played a lot.
No, but not that much when he was absolutely amazing.
He was amazing in Villarreal.
He was amazing in Villarreal, but he never got the European kind of standard.
But you know what? You know what happened?
So
to
the national
Riquelme.
Team, and then.
For Riquelme, the biggest issue, first of all, he had tremendous, long...
He was with Maradona.
No, but he wanted to go home. But the second thing was that really decisive penalty miss against Arsenal in the Champions League. That was really hard on him. He didn't have the psyche, so he just... dropped
European
everything.
Player.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. He
European,
just left.
His best moments in his career was still back in South America.
Yeah.
He
trashed Barcelona one-handedly playing in Argentina in the World Cup, championship for the club teams. Yeah, the Club World Cup. He was amazing. So, yeah, I agree. And he is one of those players that will always be remembered as an almost superstar.
In Europe.
Yeah,
that's
in Europe.
What I'm saying. This
exactly.
is Eurocentric.
It's really
whenever
Eurocentric.
Whenever we talk about Riquelme, people in Europe will see him like, he was a good player, but he played for not the best team when he was great,
exactly.
So blah, blah, blah.
In this generation, the biggest teams are Barcelona, Real Madrid, you know, Chelsea, City, you know.
They can like Juventus, maybe somebody would say Dortmund because they're good at FIFA
exactly,
as well.
Bayern Munich. And today's generation would say, oh, he's not good because he played for Villarreal, because Villarreal are kind of low. Now, they are 50 in the league, in La Liga, but, you know, they are not one of the high teams.
No.
So when they see they played, he played there, they were going to say...
But I would say whenever somebody says that, it's because they support one of the seven big teams.
No, but I
agree. Nobody else would say that. I mean, for anybody who supports a team that is not big, they always see players who they think are great, and then we sell them.
Yeah.
Like, we knew Bale was way better than everybody but said. We knew it for 4 years that Bale was world-class. We knew it was three, 4 years.
The same with Thiago Silva.
It was exactly
the same. I said he's the best in the world.
Modric, same thing. When I said that Modric is the best midfielder Premier League of any team, and he said, oh, but he played Tottenham. I was like, no, because he's heads over heels better than every player we have, and we see it every week. Yeah. Every week we see he's dominant. So it wasn't a surprise to me that Bale and Modric were great in Real.
Who is your favorite player today, Samuel?
Sergio Ramos.
Sergio Ramos?
Yes.
Because of... Okay, if we do it like this then. Who is your favorite player outside Real Madrid today? You can think about it.
Who's yours?
Mine is Luka Modric. And
that. You say something.
Yeah, Luka Modric. No, but you can't choose Luka Modric because he's in Real Madrid.
I have no idea.
You only like Real Madrid players.
What? No, of course not, but I really...
Zlatan?
Nah, yes, of course I love Zlatan, I'm Swedish, but not my favorite player in that way.
No. You should love Totti, man. If you like Riquelme.
He's too young for Totti as well.
Yeah, but you should check Totti's highlights out.
I know who Totti is.
No, I think with Totti is the great thing with Totti is not only how good he was at football, it's his football. He's a football person.
Yeah.
Through and through. He's just pure football. Yeah. Stadium one, club, all of that. Everything about him.
Think about that one, and next time we have you on, you should have an answer on who's your favorite player outside of Real Madrid.
To be honest, maybe Messi.
Maybe Messi.
As a Real Madrid fan.
That's
maybe.
Very controversial.
No, yeah, I know. Many people may disagree or think I'm stupid.
Would you say Özil?
But we said outside your team.
Yeah. So would you say Özil?
If he was best.
Yeah, exactly.
When he scored that goal, I said,
he's better than any player.
Why are you giving him praise? I was like, because the goal was amazing.
Who's best? Özil or Eriksen?
At the moment, I would say Özil.
At the moment? What the fuck? Do you hear this?
But I rather, I like, of course, Eriksen because he's playing.
But I'm like that as well. So, of course, you would be really, you know, you would be a little bit home blind
when it comes to players.
Özil is way better.
Yeah,
than
but
Eriksen,
when you ask about players, it's a bit problem because for me, it's always age involved.
Yeah, but...
So for me, who would you rather have? A 29-year-old superstar or a 22-year-old really good player? For me, it will always be a 22-year-old.
In a top club, I would have Özil.
Yeah, top club. We're talking about Spurs.
Maybe. Okay, yeah.
So for me, in the long run, I would rather have a youngster that's good.
In the long run, cool.
But Özil is perhaps a better player.
Okay, nice to hear that one.
But Eriksen was
Adios
amazing.
Adios confessions.
He was
Adios
amazing
confessions.
Yesterday. So this week, Eriksen is way better player. Özil right. has a poor game.
You know, by the way, I love Eriksen. I just wanted to hear
he's
you,
back
you
in form, by the way.
Yeah, but he's still not better than Özil. Never was, never will.
This week it was.
Okay,
this
cool.
week it was way better.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Özil missed two sitters.
Let's agree on that.
Özil missed two sitters.
It's all about the angles, Eriksen man. You're all about the angles, man.
That's what she said. All right, okay. yeah. Messi, but how is that? It's not controversial. He's the best player in the world.
Yeah, but he's a Real Madrid fan. I would never say some.
But then the question is useless.
No, but no, it's not.
Yeah, but,
I think.
It's too close to the rivals, you mean?
I
wouldn't say...
I don't care about that because Messi's that kind of player that you have to respect.
Yeah.
The one who to be honest, he should be in the category of Ronaldinho. The one, you know, every point at him say, he's the one you can't hate.
Yeah.
He should be one of them, but he isn't because of the rivalry with Ronaldo.
Maybe he doesn't have a sparkling personality
exactly.
as well.
Exactly, I think that's
you know,
a big
Ronaldinho
thing.
Had this always smile kind of thing to him.
I mean, Ronaldinho, when you looked at him, the thing with him, he was always so much football. We had football joy. When you look at Messi, you think professional and talent. You don't see him as, you know, setting the whole football world on fire with his happiness and love for football.
But what
we
I
know
see,
that he loves football, he's a world club. But Ronaldinho had personality.
You know, there is videos and clips and, yeah, basically he plays a game every week. But if you really watch him and you listen to what people have said around him,
yeah,
the commentators, the footballing experts, they say he's a gift from the footballing gods and things like that.
Yeah, if you he is.
Yeah, exactly. But if you watch pure footballing, it's impossible to hate him.
Yeah, I agree. Nobody really... Messi is one of those players that nobody really hates. Maybe only Real fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe,
because
but,
of the rivalry with
but
Ronaldo.
But what we said with Ronaldinho is the difference is Ronaldinho, everybody liked because he was great football, but mostly because he has such a great personality. It's difficult to dislike somebody who's,
technically,
who's nice. He's boring, Messi.
Yeah, exactly. Technically... Ronaldinho didn't have the best personality, you know, drugs.
But
technically,
but there was something. He was likable in another way.
And also,
you know, I think a lot of people, if you have no feelings attached, like me, I really don't care about Barcelona, and I don't care about Real Madrid as well. For me, you know, my favorite player, and many people will say this is really controversial, but my favorite player in Barcelona is, without a doubt, Luis Suarez. He brings something else.
Yeah.
You could hate him. A lot of people hate him. Yeah. But when it comes to, you know, okay, first look at him. Technically, you know, the way he finishes, he's like, I would say he's the best finisher in the world. He's amazing.
I mean, but there's two things we like.
Yeah, and also he has character.
Yeah.
I know, he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
But he is. He's a psychopath.
Well,
but
it's
the same reason you like Cantona as well.
Yeah,
he was an amazing player, but something wasn't, you know, 100%.
Well, even Zidane did a stupid thing with Materazzi.
Yeah.
He lost his cool.
And that gives him something extra. Messi doesn't have that.
Yeah, I think it's very neutral personality-wise.
Yeah.
He's very neutral. He's not
apart from the blonde hair that he looks so
silly.
Yeah,
He doesn't make...
Neutral. He's not controversial.
I would say
he's
a dream for a coach because he doesn't do any weird interviews. He doesn't say anything. But he does it when it's gone too far, like in Argentina with the media. They said, we're not going to talk to you anymore because they took a collective... Argentinian team said that we're not going to talk to media anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a different thing. But he's very neutral. So it's two different things, good football or not. But a lot of people love Ronaldinho and say that he's the best footballer ever. And I say, listen, he was great, but he's not the best footballer ever.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. He's not.
Sure, if he was going to continue that form he had for 1 year, for over
absolutely
15 years
definitely
straight, then maybe, of course. But
I think
he did that for 1-2 years.
He loved
maybe.
That.
He was amazing.
Yeah. He was in love with the lifestyle as well. As you mentioned, drugs, it was girls. So,
but Messi, Ronaldo, their careers are a bit different.
They're professional.
Yeah,
they're really professional.
You can't really compare. Even Maradona.
But they don't have the flair. Ronaldo doesn't have that flair for me as well. I'm very neutral when I see him. I'm like, okay, he's fast. He has everything, but he doesn't have anything personality-wise. I can't... I think he's so boring.
Cristiano, I think he's really boring. Wait, just one second. To be honest, listen.
Yeah.
If somebody... Well, Suarez was keeping this Negro shit all the time.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I was annoyed. I was like, it's enough. Stop coming with stupid excuses. I don't think he's a blatant racist.
No.
But to say like, well, I said it in a kind way because we do it in Uruguay and blah, blah. I think that is like... But that's nothing to do with football. Then if you ask me, how is he a football?
Yeah.
The aggression is great.
Yeah.
His character is then good.
Yeah.
It's fine. He bit somebody. Who gives a flying fuck? He gets 10 games for biting, but somebody kicks somebody in the fucking knee, injures him for 6 months, got 3 games. It's absolutely ridiculous. Biting somebody, I don't care that people...
It's also sending a signal, come on.
It's sending a signal, but sending a signal, jumping somebody fucking and high boot, kicking on the legs and breaking their leg.
It's still worse to bite someone.
That's the thing. I really don't think so. But if the rules say so, fine.
Okay,
but if it comes to playing football, Suarez is great.
Yeah.
So I hate when you always talk about like, oh, he's funny. Fuck that shit.
Ronaldo is amazing. He's boring. He's boring as a football player as well.
Oh, I love watching Ronaldo, man.
Ronaldo. But that's my
personal
view.
Well, he was on peak form.
He's
so...
Right now, he's
see him live. It. See him live is amazing.
No, yeah. Right now, Ronaldo lost his speed maybe a little bit. And he may not.
He's the best player in the world. I'm not saying anything about that.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Just the way he plays football
Messi
is not for me.
Right.
It's not. I don't think he's so fun to watch either.
No,
I'm more of a. I would say Riquelme guy. I like I like Riquelme. He's not fast at all. But, you know, he gives us another dimension. He sees football in another way, right? He could deliver a pass that you won't be able to, like, oh, I would never have thought of that. Everything Messi does is just because he has the physical ability.
Oh, he's got great vision as well. You can't say
Messi. Not great vision. No, not great. Come on. Not great vision. He has really good vision.
The feeling he has in his left foot is
amazing. Amazing. But not the best. Not the best in the world.
But I think the best.
Not the best.
I think the best vision. Right. And the best vision. That's to be honest, I think Stephen Hawking might have that. But he's not good technically. But he's not good technically. So he gives a shit that he owns that vision. Messi has most of it. He has everything. He
That's retardophobia. That's retardophobia.
No, the retardofactia. That's what that is. That's not retardophobia. It's retardofactia. I'm going to tell you, Stephen Hawking would be shit at playing football. He'd be able to say exactly where the ball should go, but he can't fucking move.
I like Luka Modric. I think Luka Modric is much more entertaining than Cristiano Ronaldo. That's my view. So you can't
Boo,
your opinion is wrong.
Sure.
But it's really
But you can't say that Messi's vision is bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. Did I say that?
No.
We could rewind it.
Not bad, but
I said it's not the best in the world.
No, sure.
It's not great. It's good. That's it.
Yeah.
Would you say
he's better than good? He's great.
Would you say that his vision is the best thing about Messi? Or would you say that he's fast? He has amazing technique.
Listen.
It's like it's glued to him.
Okay, we understand that. Maybe vision is not his
best
feature, but what is when you talk about vision, you have to include how quick. I mean, his quick decision is second to none. Yeah. Messi probably has one of the quickest decision making in football, and I think that is 90% of vision as well.
Yeah.
How quick you decide to put something in place, and then he happens to have the best technique to do it, and then he happens to have the best left foot in the world to do it as well. So everything goes so incredibly quick and smooth. So I think when you have a vision, if you can't really do everything around it as well,
does it help the team? I agree.
His movement, with his touch, everybody knows. If I give him a ball in this very difficult situation, he will either back heel it to somebody else, dummy the ball, or pass it through and take it with him.
No one. I'm agreeing with you.
He gets everybody else's vision great.
But do you think he's really entertaining to watch?
I think he's extremely entertaining.
Okay. That's your opinion.
I think like 5, 6, 7 players are always entertaining to watch. I think like Messi, Ronaldo, and I would say like in the Euros, De Bruyne was really entertaining. The new players.
I love De Bruyne.
That's a vision player.
I think
love
him. Hazard, De Bruyne, they're still new in the sense of, you know. So from these newer kind of sets of players, I think we talked about
Diego Costa.
Me and Al added De Bruyne and Hazard. We always have this, is he great, world class, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's certain players, we talked about this many times, that I remember that you can see that are way better.
Yeah.
And through times, it's not that many. But I would say is Zidane.
Yeah.
Maradona I saw only when he was older, but still there when he showed that in the friendly game. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He could have picked a pass and always touched the defender's head, but just over him. Yeah. It was amazing. I've never seen anything like it. He was best at that.
Pirlo?
Would
you add Pirlo to that list?
When
it comes to vision and feet.
If you forget vision, we talked about that you've seen games live.
Have you seen Pirlo live?
I saw him once, but that was also... he didn't play for Juventus back then. I haven't seen Pirlo live. So I can't say Pirlo because I haven't seen him live. But the ones I've seen live, they are different. They're Ronaldo, Messi, and I think Zlatan certain games I've seen live. I haven't seen that in others. Modric for sure. Bale, I saw especially that in when I've seen live at best. Zidane.
Yeah.
What are we talking about right now?
He's like
certain players you see live. You just feel that, you know what, this is just another level. This is not great. This is something else. This is, you know, you see it, just only not when they're playing the 90 minutes. Yeah. You just feel the pressure on the field when they've touched the ball. It's something different.
I just want to say one thing, and maybe I'm not biased. I think a lot of people will agree with me. There's a lot for Modric and Bale to do to reach Pirlo's level.
Absolutely.
There's a lot. Maybe they won't, and probably they will never reach that level. You know, he single-handedly won the World Cup 2006 with a shitty team.
I don't care about one World Cup.
No, but he's won everything.
Yeah, he's won everything, but you know.
And Bale and And Modric, especially, a really good player, but to become Pirlo kind of status, yeah, there's no, I'm just saying,
and Bale and Modric, to be honest, they're not exactly super on that list when you come to
it's the something best, that you've said.
That's someone I like, but otherwise, Zidane, Messi, Ronaldo,
Ronaldinho,
Zlatan.
Ronaldo, the old Ronaldo.
I never saw Fat Ronaldo live.
He's amazing.
I never saw Fat Ronaldo. We have to call him Fat Ronaldo now because it's, you know, that's what people call it.
He's
amazing.
Amazing. I always disliked him personally.
What the fuck?
I mean, his personality. His footballing, he was the best in the world when he was playing. But I didn't like him. That was one of those things that's fine.
What?
What?
How?
I didn't like
him. So you're
him.
Saying you like. Okay, I just liked his football. For the record, you like the new Ronaldo. Let's call him new Ronaldo.
But I like his professional stuff.
And the personality. You have no problem.
I don't care about
that.
The personality.
Yeah, okay. But with Fat Ronaldo, the old Ronaldo.
No, I don't
you
care.
You object to his personality.
No, but Ronaldo, the new Ronaldo, what I don't like this? His personality.
This is controversial.
The new Ronaldo, I don't like his personality either, to be honest.
But you don't object.
I mean, same thing with Zlatan. I don't object to Fat Ronaldo's either. I don't object.
You just mentioned it.
I don't like Zlatan's personality, to be honest. Now in the old age, it's better.
Yeah.
I don't like Ronaldo's personality.
Yeah.
I don't like Fat Ronaldo's personality.
Why?
Because most of these players, I mean, Messi is boring, but his personality-wise, I think it's way better the way he conducts himself in media, the way he conducts himself in interviews, the way he conducts himself with players. I hate this kind of go fuck yourself, pass me the ball, I'm great. That's bad with Ronaldo.
This is a priest.
No, I don't like with Ronaldo. To be honest, I don't like it, but I don't care when it comes to football. All that matters in football how good
I don't care if he likes
ice cream. Or cinnamon bun. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't care if he's a great dad
to be pure professional.
I mean, for me, the only thing I care about
like
is
Tony Adams.
But then if he's if he hits children on the street, that's not good, of course. Then you dislike the person. But if they like have a cocky personality, blah, who gives a flying fuck? Fucking Maradona was a nutcase, but nutcases are easier to like because they're nutcases. Cantona was easier to like. He goes into interview and they ask him about the game and he said the fucking sea trawlers hide under the fucking boat, blah. Amazing. He just comes up with some shit and they say, what's that? And you laugh your head off. I like that better. Stay out of media. Don't say shit. Don't talk shit about others. If you're gonna do it, just be funny or just go to hell. So yeah, it's two different things.
Yeah, okay.
But still, I don't understand, what do you have against Ronaldo?
Fat Ronaldo.
Yeah, Fat Ronaldo. What are you?
He hasn't done anything. He's not cocky. He was never cocky.
No, I just didn't like him too much.
He doesn't say anything.
I was young when he played. I didn't like him because he only played for teams that, you know, he kind of moved along with teams a lot. I didn't like that too much. In the Brazil World Cup when he was playing, let's be real, okay? I just didn't like him. I'm not saying that it was like, I just didn't like him. Okay. But as a footballer, I thought it was great. But you know how many players I don't like? Like 90%? I mean, I can't understand you just stuck on Fat Ronaldo.
It's because he's
probably the best player of all time as well. In that category, 100%.
Yeah, he's one of them.
You know, if you say top 10?
Yeah, I would say top 3.
No, but I would say top 10. Yeah.
Many people put him in top 1.
Yeah, but I don't do that at all.
Yeah, but you see,
I think Messi is better.
Talking about that, he moved from what Brazilian team did he play for?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and then he moved to Holland.
Yeah.
And Netherlands, and then he moved to was it Inter?
No, Barcelona.
Barcelona first.
And you see, and
then kind of flopped there though.
Yeah.
Not.
And then when it, but then
of
when
course he flopped. If he didn't flop, he would have stayed there for 10 years.
Barcelona was a shitty team at that point.
Yeah, but when he moved from Barcelona, he was still, what was he, 21, 22?
Yeah.
And at the peak of his career at 22 years
old. Nobody's saying he wasn't one
of the best. I know, but now I'm talking about...
Would you put Henri in top 10?
In top 10 all time?
He flopped in Juventus. He was a really flopping
player. Yeah, but I would say Henri top 10 through all time. That's stretching it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to say top 10. You think like, yeah, he's great. But then if you started to say
if you just mentioned... Would you put Buffon there?
Nah.
He's a goalkeeper, though.
Yeah, but come on. He's the best goalkeeper in the world.
If
ever, I would say.
If you put...
I would say Casillas.
No.
No.
Oh my God. We don't want to go there.
Absolutely. Let's end though those young words. Kid to an idiot. I mean, Casillas is nowhere near Buffon. I mean, not even close. We're not talking. I mean, I can mention 10 keepers now that are better than Iker Casillas.
Ever was.
Yeah,
see.
Everybody.
Let's have a goalkeeper special and we'll bring you back, Sam.
Yeah, but I even like De Gea better than fucking Casillas, to be honest.
Casillas was
talent-wise, I think
you see
better.
Like the 2002 Champions League.
He's still no near Buffon.
Everybody talk about Zidane's goal. The one who won us that Champions League was Casillas.
He's a great goalkeeper.
The World Cup 2010.
Near Buffon.
No,
2010.
Nowhere
World Cup,
near Buffon.
Everything was Casillas.
Nowhere near Buffon. And the biggest problem in Casillas is that he, for a goalkeeper, peaked way too early.
Yeah.
Way too early. His career is cut. He should have played at Real Madrid level if he was a top Buffon keeper easily for five more years. Yeah, now he would have kept that play with no problem. Look at Buffon.
Buffon is still...
He's untouchable at national team. He's untouchable at
he's
club.
He's still the best.
Would have him.
That's one.
Keeper. Yeah, but we're talking about top 10.
Yeah, but I agree that Casillas is...
I think Neuer is way better than Casillas as well. Way better.
Okay, let's leave way this.
I will say Neuer is overrated.
I would agree. I would agree with Samuel. I think Neuer is good, but he's overrated.
He's the most complete keeper in the world.
He runs out 30 meters and kicks the ball away every...
No, but you can play tactics.
No, he's not. He's not the best goalkeeper.
We had this discussion before.
Yeah.
He gives... Certain keepers allows a team to play certain ways. In the modern style of football, I think he's the best footballer. Absolutely. Best goalkeeper. And especially his age considered as well, he's not 40. So no, but I think he's technically the best. You can play in so many ways with him. You can play a high line, a low line, a back three, a back two. You can play a fucking back four, no problem.
But you could do that if you had Socorro as the goalkeeper as well, because he was really fast through the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
He just
run through. No, but I think Neuer is... But you can't say that Neuer is not a good keeper. Yeah, we gotta...
On those words, Socorro's goalkeeper, we want to thank Samuel for coming through. Thank you. No, but really nice to have you, and hopefully we will see you again on this pod.
Yeah, I'm free.
And hopefully we'll see you at Real Madrid.
Yeah, wearing a Barca shirt on the press conference.
No.
First of all, that would be your dream, of course, playing for Real Madrid. What would be your... Because Anders Båth, I think, was really nice at saying what he's like saying, where can you play? Like Bundesliga, saying, no, realistically, that'll be second division. You know, he was very on par. He's 25 years old. He knows what he can do and not do, maybe in a limit. You know,
but he has so much more. He has so much more future.
Exactly.
Ahead of him.
So your dream would be Anders Båth, who was here on Monday. He played for Allsvenskan for 7 years, so he's got a grown up career in football. So he kind of knows where he's going. For you. We're now going to what would your dream is Real Madrid, of course. What would your realistic dream be? What do you think? Do you have any, or do you thinking you don't know where you can end up? Do you think you can end up at like a Barcelona Real Madrid? Is that your aim?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm not like other people. I'm for real.
All right.
I'm not like other people. You know,
in what
people.
Sense?
Because I've failed basically since I was 12.
Yeah,
you know, I've been rejected for team, for team, for team, for team, and now I'm still up here.
Yeah.
And I'm 18 years old. And for every failure I get, that's only a motivation for me.
That's
you know,
really
I only
nice
want to push harder and harder each time I fail. And for me, the limit is to reach the higher. You know, I made something out of nothing.
Yeah.
And from that nothing, I want to take it all.
Yeah. Could you, that's really nice.
Great advice.
Really
like next time somebody asks you about your football, you begin with that.
Yeah, you
that's
you,
when you start.
You say that you
because
say,
the listeners now who would have listened the first half and maybe stopped listening would think, oh, there was a cocky bastard coming up there. And now at the end, he goes like, I failed in every level, and this is why I'm doing it. That is what you should begin with. That is the start.
Never.
That is the start of it.
But come on.
But I didn't have that kind of start, because all you asked me was, how is it in the academy? That was basically the start. You didn't ask me about anything else.
No, but that you were saying that we didn't.
It's on you, man. It's on you.
I'm just saying, stop. When you promote yourself, say this. I've been a huge failure, but now I fought from the death. You're a superhero.
Yeah. So, thanks for this. And thanks. but listen. thanks for that, and I hope you end up in Real Madrid and Barcelona. Just keep on pushing it. Yeah. And even if you go to a shitty club like Tottenham Hotspurs or whatever, just do it for a couple of years. See it as, you know, just...
Yeah, you see.
Looking Real for Madrid, a new ball boy.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Real Madrid have a kind of odd way, but they always like buying Tottenham players. So.
Yeah. Even, so actually the good
even,
way.
Even very shit ones.
Okay.
Which ones?
Jonathan Woodgate.
but he came to Tottenham after Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we took that. That was one of the shit players we took from you, actually. Yeah. So, you know, we don't sell shit players. You sell shit players.
Okay, thanks for this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Kunal. Bye.
I'm Adil.
And I'm Samuel.
Thank you very much.
Thanks okay. a lot.
And hopefully you go and see Samuel pretty soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.